of a good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Another shakeup in the presidential race.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. endorsing the former president and suspending his own campaign. In this extremely tight race, Kennedy's supporters could be a deciding factor. The Harris campaign reaching out to his voters in a statement, saying, "For any American out there who's tired of Donald Trump and is looking for a new way forward, ours is a campaign for you."
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. An intense manhunt in Germany today for the attacker behind a deadly stabbing rampage at a street festival. At least three people killed, others badly hurt. Ukraine and Russia announcing that a prisoner swap took place today, where each side exchanged 115 prisoners for 115 of their people. Russia says the returned Russians were all military personnel captured in Kursk, Russia, during Ukraine's military offensive into the country. The former Florida deputy who shot and killed a U.S. airman, Roger Fortson, in his own home, now charged with manslaughter with a firearm. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Reedsburg football team has canceled its first two games of the season for what's being described as a painful learning experience. According to a school district of Reedsburg press release, the Beavers are unable to safely field a team due to an investigation into a matter in the community. Reedsburg's season opener for Friday at River Valley and the August 30th home opener against DeForest were canceled. Athletic Director Aaron May said in a release that they're working to ensure the junior varsity and freshman games will continue as scheduled. It's unclear at this time what the community issue is that prompted the cancellations, but according to a press release, due to confidentiality concerns with any issue involving students, at this time, there's nothing further that can be shared about this matter. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms at a low around 68. Partly sunny, 86 for Sunday. Clear and 69 Sunday night, warmer for Monday, highs in the low 90s, chance of storms on Monday night. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 58.
99.7.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know
I Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Beatles and Elvis kicking off the hour. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on your Saturday morning. If you want to get a song request in, all you have to do is text me, 608-355-9970. See what I can play for you this morning, like some Nick Gilder. Hot Child in the City, Max FM.
Dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is or what her name is. I don't know where she came from or what her game is.
Hot child in the city. Hot child.
About a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, that's all I have. for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part, so hello.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Rick Nelson. 8:14, here's the Kinks.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9. Then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good. And he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills that every suave young man. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so concerned. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Thank you. dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Blackwater from the Doobie Brothers. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with Kevin Kellogg. High school football started last night, and we'll get you a few area results. Also, Packers play today in their final preseason game, and the Brewers with a big win late last night in Oakland. That's all coming up. 99.7 Max FM will check your weekend weather also.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions, with expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages. Make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Max FM Sports.
It was the opening of high school football around the area, and Sauk Prairie was at home. They defeated Baraboo 45-0. Portage defeated Wisconsin Dells in the Chiefs' home opener 40-7.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where the Green Bay Packers will finish out the preseason playing host to the Baltimore Ravens this afternoon. The Pack finished up their training camp practices on Thursday. Quarterback Jordan Love says the offense looks to be in a good spot.
You know, having the two joint practices helped a lot, just to be able to see different defenses. And then, like I said, going against our defense all camp, I mean, we got a really good defense, so it helped a lot. But I like where we're at offensively, and I think we're ready to go to get the season started.
Love and most of the starters will not play in today's game, but there are a number of down-the-line position battles that will play out today. The Packers and the Ravens kick off from Lambeau today at 12 noon. College football today officially marks the opening of the 2024 season with week zero games. The Wisconsin Badgers will open up next Friday night as they play host to Western Michigan. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers smashed the Oakland A's last night by the final count of 11-3. The crew jumping out with a five-run second inning, including a three-run homer by Rhys Hoskins and a solo homer by Joey Ortiz. Added on two more in the fourth and four more in the ninth for a big night from the offense, skipper Pat Murphy.
We were ready to hit, and Hoskins, big blow in the first, and then everybody kind of piled on after that. It was great. Sanchez had a big game, and Adames might not have got a bunch of hits, but his walks, Churio, Ortiz with a big hit. Yeah, the whole lineup over time did a good job throughout the game, and we kind of stayed on it. Stripling came in, was really good against us, but we kind of stayed on it and played a complete game.
The Crew sits with a 10-game lead in the NL Central. Play Game 2 of the series in Oakland this afternoon, 3 o'clock first pitch. Colin Ray gets the start against Joe Boyle. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms at a low around 68. Partly sunny, 86 for Sunday. Clear in 69 Sunday night, warmer for Monday, highs in the low 90s, chance of storms on Monday night. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently 63 degrees.
70 of the 60s and 70s as we take a look at birthdays for yesterday, Friday the 23rd. Rick Springfield celebrated his 75th birthday, had this number 14 hit in 72. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Rick Springfield had a number 14 hit this 1972 it was when he had that. Yeah, it was a number 14. Not great big hit, but at least it was a hit song for him. Rick turned 75 on Friday. Let's do a little bit of musical history. Got a lot of that this hour. Number one song this week in 1962, Little Eva. As we do the locomotion.
Come on, come on, do the locomotion.
Locomotion with Little Eva, 99.7 Max FM, number one this week in 1962. In 1963, Stevie Wonder became the first artist to have a number one hit and a number one album in the same week, as he was number one on the album charts with Stevie Wonder, the 12-year-old genius, and number one with Fingertips Part 2. Number one this week with Fingertips Part 2, and number one this week with his album, The 12-Year-Old Genius, this week in 1963. In 1967, 4 weeks of the number one spot for Bobby Gentry and the Ode to Billy Joe.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay. We stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now just jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, number one this week. For 4 weeks in a row in 1967, that's Bobby Gentry. Number one this week for 4 weeks in a row, their fifth number one hit. This week in 1969, it's the Rolling Stones. Honky Tonk Women from the Rolling Stones, number one this week for 4 weeks in a row. Their fifth number one hit this week in 1969. 99.7 Max FM, number one this week in 1970. Their only number one hit. It's David Gates and Bread. Make it with you on 99.7 Max FM.
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s. Make it with you, David Gates and Bread. Number one this week in 1970, their only number one hit. Number one this week in 1973, a two-week run at the number one spot. It's Stories and Brother Louie on 99.7 Max FM.
Bad.
day of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Brother Louie with the stories. Number one this week for 2 weeks in 1973. What am I talking about, 1968? It is Kevin Kellogg. Transposed my numbers there for a minute. 8:49, what's going on around the area? Downtown Baraboo Farmers Markets on the Courthouse Square until 12:30 today. The West Baraboo Saturday Markets at the former Gander Mountain parking lot until 2 today. Free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour starts on the square next to the cannon at 10. Sauk County Master Gardeners Association has their terrific tomato tasting at the Baraboo Civic Center Gym from 10 until noon. We find the Loganville Firemen's Festival is going on today. The parade's at 10:30 and music and events all day long. Summer celebration at the Baraboo Children's Museum from 1 until 3 today. Heritage Day rendezvous at the Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg from 10 until 5. Both today and tomorrow.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together change makers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms at a low around 68. Partly sunny, 86 for Sunday. Clear and 69 Sunday night. Warmer for Monday, highs in the low 90s. Chance of storms on Monday night. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently 63 degrees.
Johnny. Every time he says hello, I
concentrate on Johnny and Jen, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be. I'm in heaven, I get carried away, I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and hey, Carrie Ann from the Hollies. Want to get a song request in this morning from the 60s and 70s? Give me a text, 608-355-9970. See what I can play for you this morning, like some Dr. Hook.
You don't. just convinces me more.